Anyone else have anything? Okay, item 10B. Appointment of an assembly member to the code review committee. With the James Stowe has resigned from all committees. So is there anyone on the assembly that has a interest in the code review?
You're asking me what?
Do you have interest in serving on the code review committee?
No.
I'll do it.
I'll do it. I would much prefer that than the hospital one.
All right, then.
How's that for just stuffing around out there?
We'll just appoint you to the code review committee.
I can do that.
Unless there's an objection from any of the assembly members.
Are you saying the hospital's a hot topic?
No.
Actually, the hospital would be good.
Which comes to the next item, 10C, appointment of an assembly member as a hospital board liaison.
They do their meetings at 5:30.
They're 5:30 on Wednesday, and they're really hard.
Assembly member McCloskey is the alternate.
I am.
On that.
I am. And it's a very, very difficult time at 5:30 on Wednesdays for me. That's why I would be much more happier if I could do the code review and step down from that position, because it's a tough time for me.
Anyone have an interest in that?
I'm still at work.
Maxie, do you have an interest?
I work there.
She works there.
So does that make a conflict? Or does it make it of interest to you?
Not really, but.
I think it probably would be a conflict.
It'd be a conflict.
Yeah.
I could give myself a raise. I could live.
Yeah.
We can leave that open until we appoint another assembly member and see if that person will be interested.
And then there's the next one, appointment to fill a vacancy on Economic Development Committee.
I would be interested in that.
You wouldn't be interested in that?
That might be an issue, because there are already two of us on there, and that would put three assembly meetings on that one committee.
Well, that's not a quorum.
No. There's three on that?
There's two right now.
There's two right now.
Three would be fine.
We have no letters of interest on that.
So that would put that one in the chair.
And I think that would probably be a little too much.
What's that?
Appreciate. With three assembly members on that.
That should be okay. That's not a quorum.
Think so?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not a quorum.
Okay.
That's what I was worried about.
Next one is appointment to fill the vacancy on the Thomas Bay Power Commission. There was one letter of interest on that. That was from Bob Prunella. And that was, he turned in a letter of interest for the unexpired term until October 2015. And barring any objection, we'll go ahead and appoint Bob Prunella to that commission. The other, the unexpired term, October 2016, we haven't had no letters of interest for that. Appointment to fill a vacancy on a Planning and Zoning Commission. And there are no letters of interest for that. So we'll just keep advertising for those until we fill a position. Yes.
And I have started advertising for two since Assemblymember Mitchell resigned from that committee. committee as well. So there are two vacancies on that.
Oh, okay, there are two vacancies.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that'd be the thing to do. Okay, that's all the appointments, I believe. Next item, 11 persons to be heard. There are no persons to be heard, so we'll move on to item 12, unfinished business. The first item is 12A, proposed ordinance. Ordinance number 880, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending Wrangell Municipal Code, Chapter 13.12, Parks, specifically Section 13.12.045, creating park trees regulations.
Make a motion to approve ordinance number 880.
Second.
Then moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, poll please.
Assembly members Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Wiederspoon?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 12B, proposed ordinance number 881, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending Chapter 3.04 of Title III of the Wrangell Municipal Code, Administration and Personnel Relating to the General Provisions for the Assembly.
I'll move to approve ordinance number 881.
I second.
Then moved and seconded. Any discussion?
This is the second reading for these?
Yep.
Yeah.
It is, yes. Hearing none, poll please.
Assembly members Blake?
Yes.
Wiederspoon?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 12C, proposed ordinance number 882, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, adopting a new chapter 3.05 to Title III of the Wrangell Municipal Code, Administration and Personnel Relating to Rules of Procedure for the Assembly. This also will have a second reading.
Move to approve ordinance number 882.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Yes.
I just wanted to say for the record, as I did at the last meeting, I still have an issue with 3.05.050, the teleconferencing section on page 7. I still believe that we should be able to vote by teleconference. And in fact, I think it should include video conferencing possibilities. The research Kim showed that other municipalities allow for that. So I will vote no because of that section. But at the last meeting when I brought it up, there wasn't a majority consensus, so we didn't make any changes.
If it was actually a video conference, then I wouldn't have a problem with that because you can see that person on there and know that that's who you're talking to.
Okay, the video conference, then we all have to have some sort of a computer system to be able to watch this. We're going to have them sitting down here so that the audience can see it and we can also see it. Or are we all going to have our own? I mean, that's, yes.
Then you run into the issue of what if there's two assembly members that are absent and calling in. As assembly member Decker stated, I did do the research and I got a lot of feedback from different municipalities clerks that said that they did allow for voting telephonically, but not in executive session. And it wasn't a means of attendance for the meeting unless it was on borough business. So.
The system that the library has, the video conferencing system, you actually can see several sites at the same time. So there is technology to do some of that stuff. I mean, whether we want to get it or not is another issue, but I just think that if you had a section allowed for teleconferencing or video conferencing, or, you know, to continue to look at that issue to make it something that we all feel comfortable with, just think that's the new age. So.
Any further discussion? Oh, well, we...
Assembly members Wiederspan?
Yes.
Decker?
No.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Mitchell?
No.
Blake?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Item 12B, proposed ordinance. Number 883, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Langhorne, Alaska, amending sections 15.12, 200, 210, 215, 222, and 223 and 224 of Chapter 15.12, Electricity, of the Wrangell Municipal Code to change electrical rates and establishing an effective date. This has had a second reading.
Move to approve ordinance number 883, which will increase electricity rates by 7% effective July 1st, 2014.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Mayor.
Mr. Mayor.
Yes.
Just a comment to make sure this isn't characterized the wrong way, but when the budget was done, we were going to be in a deficit of about $370,000. And just for clarification, the SEPA rebate has been between $140 and $170 for Wrangell. So this was about several things, which included just rising costs of various things that we have. And so the 7% is more to deal with the rest of it, and not necessarily the SEPA thing. We've talked about that a little bit. If the SEPA rebate doesn't happen, we would readdress this next July 1. But this increase is more for the other things that have been discussed earlier. Wage and benefit increases, just mainly from healthcare costs and things like that. It's from the heat rate things. There's a lot of costs that go into that, but because of the small margin that we get from what we buy power for and what we sell it for, there's very little made on that. It takes, in some cases, 7 to 10 years to pay ourselves back. So anyway, there's a lot of other things that this is a result of, other than the SEPA rebate. So, just the reserve of the electric utility is not adequate for a utility with the budget we have, and it's not really growing. It's shrinking slowly, and it's going to start shrinking faster, quite dramatically, if we don't do this. So. So there's a lot of things going on in here. The SEPA rebate is just one of those items, but this increase is not to address whether we get that or we won't get it. So I just want to make that clear.
Any other discussion? All vote, please.
Assembly members Decker?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Mitchell?
No.
Blake?
Yes.
Wiederspan?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Takes care of the old business. I'm moving on to item 13, new business. 13A, proposed resolution number 06.14.1298. A resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, repealing resolution number 09.09.1167, City Rules of Procedure, because the rules of procedure have been revised and codified in Title 3 of the Wrangell Municipal Code.
I'll move to adopt resolution number 6-14-1298 that repeals previously adopted resolution 9-9-1167.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Decker?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Wiederspan?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13B, approval of classification of titlelands for lease Lot 3, U.S. Survey 3534, requested by Mark Mitchell.
And at this point, I'll step down from this vote.
Make a motion to approve classifying titlelands for lease for Lot 3, USS 3534, is requested by Mark Mitchell, and to direct the borough clerk to order a survey and appraisal fees to be paid by the applicant.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Yes.
I was just curious, maybe we could have Carol Rushmore just give a little brief summary about what's happened with this.
Carol, would you step forward, please?
Carol Rushmore, 6 miles of Moby Highway. Mr. Mitchell had requested to lease some titlelands for a business expansion that he is proposing. The property is located between the mill property, where the mill site was actually located, and what was known as Seeley's Mountain. There was a small sliver of private land and city titlelands that's there. He's purchased that property. He's wanting to expand out onto, he has some titlelands right in front of the uplands, and then the city titlelands is further out. So he's proposing to expand a business out into that titlelands. The Planning and Zoning Commission has recommended to the Assembly to lease titlelands to him.
Where are we at as far as approval by the Army Corps of Engineers?
It was out on public notice. I spoke with them at one point. I don't know if it's, you may have talked with them. Yeah, it could be a while. They do take a while, but at the time that I had talked with them, they had not received any comments other than the city's comments about Mr. Mitchell needing to acquire the titlelands before the Corps should.
Okay.
You keep saying it's for a business?
Yes.
Commercial fishing.
Also, okay, thank you. Wow.
The property there was recently rezoned. The whole tract of property there was zoned waterfront development, and it was broken up where the area along the waterfront remained waterfront development, but the area closer to the road where he was seeking to build a house in a different lot was rezoned as rural residential.
Any further discussion?
Mayor, I don't know if I heard a second.
We had a move by Assemblymember Blake, seconded by Assemblymember Weir.
Everybody had an opportunity to review it. Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Wiederspoon?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. We can come back. Item 13C, approval of the submittal to the State of Alaska for municipal entitlement of land.
How do we want to do this? Because there are four different options here. We kind of need to come together on one.
Maybe Carol could step up.
Technically, we're supposed to have a motion.
We're supposed to have a motion.
Okay, I'll make a motion to approve option number four.
Second.
We have moved and seconded. Now we can have a discussion.
Good job.
6 miles of Movia. I'm not quite sure where to begin. You had in your packets the final decision by the state on our first round of municipal entitlement. After they denied basically the Bradfield area, we were left with still being able to select 849 acres. The issue was dealt with the Economic Development Committee several times, looking at some of the different lands, and then it was unfortunately briefly, because we kept having meeting delay, taken to the Planning and Zoning Commission for only one meeting. But the two different committees had different perspectives on the land to select. What the areas that you're able to select have to be classified by the state as general use or settlement lands. There's very few of that left in our remaining selections that have not been denied or that aren't classified as something else. And you have a few lands by over by Crittenden. You have some lands in Earl West Cove, lands in Wrangell East, land, a little bit in Tom's Place, and then a Bradfield. Of course, the state has already denied the Bradfield in the first round. So, and that all, the available amount of land adds up to more than the 849 acres. So, the Economic Development Committee, you have their recommendation there before you. I need to put my glasses on so I can get this right. They looked at priority-wise land in Tom's Place, St. John's, Wrangell East, and then Earl West Cove. The Planning and Zoning Commission was recommending Earl West Cove and then St. John's. I'm not quite sure what questions that you might have. I can kind of explain a little bit about each of these tracts of land. The reason why we are not recommending Crittenden is because we had to fight for the land that we got there as it is. You're also dealing with the state forest lands. And so in order to receive what little lands we did in the Crittenden area, we had to agree to the DOT right-of-way that goes up the Stikine River. We had to, basically they were trying to deny us that they needed that land for their own timber harvest to meet their annual allowable quota. So we didn't pursue more lands in the Crittenden area because of those two conflicting factors. So it was really Tom's Place. They, in the first round, the state denied some additional lands we had selected in Tom's Place, closer to north and west, where they felt that we were cherry picking and asking for too much land to block access from the water to Tom's Lake. So they denied a bit of that. There's still one section there on the south part where the Forest Service, that's classified as settlement. You can see on your map there that the forest road goes through. So it would be approving, which we would want, approving the maintenance of the easement for the forest road. But it might provide access to some lands. Earl West Cove, there's some different tracts of land along the shoreline. What Planning and Zoning Commission was looking at was an area adjacent to what we've already selected. But again, the road goes through there right before the Earl West Cove recreation area. So there was some thought that there might be more recreation opportunities there. The state has already harvested what lands they're going to out of there, so there's not really timber in that tract. It would be more from a recreation standpoint. Wrangell East, the land that's being proposed, the state approached us and said, we'd like you to select this land. Basically, it's because they've already harvested it. It is kind of a hanging piece kind of out there by itself. The back channel road kind of does go through that, but the state's blocked it off down at Pat, so it doesn't really serve you. You can't get access to it anymore. The Zarembo track is, they also called on that one, said you're welcome to select that, and the reason why is because of they're looking at long-term future conflicts between potential uses that the borough might have and future timber harvesting divestible opportunities. They've actually already harvested or in the process of harvesting all of the Zarembo track. And so, again, they're looking at some of this conflict. The selection that Economic Development Committee was looking at had part of the road Forest Service road through it. State access, again, would be required to be maintained, but you might have some road access to some of the properties there. It is a question of sort of mixing and matching. I would recommend that you apply, that we approve more than 849 acres, because my estimates are just what they are, they're estimates, until we actually, the state will do a much more thorough estimation of the acreage, and then when we actually are approved and have it just to ready to dispose of it, we have to go and survey it, and actually we'll have the final acreage amount at that point. But anyway, that's, what questions do you have? I could go on and on and on about this, but I don't really know where you all.
You know, I was on the
planning and zoning, and there's one thing that Carol said at that meeting, that if we choose something that they deny, we get another opportunity to come back. So there's a time frame that we're not locked into this, and you're almost better to be denied. You're going to gain how much more time? Another 3 months or 6 months?
Yeah, I think it's you have a year from each final decision. Okay. I think. Don't hold me to that. It's a very interesting process we've been going through.
Of course, I'm coming into this partway through it, but I'm feeling kind of pushed to make a decision that I'm not up to making. So,
well, the timeline on this is we have to have this in to the state in July. Our timeline from last year's final decision runs out. So we have
to, you have to select something.
We have to select something and submit it to them next month.
By July. So Wrangell East is showing absolutely nothing on option four.
Correct.
The reason I made the motion for option four is Wrangell East is generally a couple of pieces of piecemeal land
that
the state just doesn't want, and they're trying to get rid of.
They want us to take it.
And it's not really accessible to us, so it wouldn't do us any good to have it.
No. Well, that's what Nancy, just to care what you're saying, it's just something they want us to take. It's like, mm-hmm. So they would, you know, it says 849 acres, but they would go with 880.
Is there any further questions for Carol?
Yeah, she can stay up there.
And Crittenden's just too hard to fight for, huh?
We certainly could try, but it was a fight the first go around. They had denied us initially, and then we tried to make a case for it and made, you know, the agreements to some other things, and they did concede to that narrow swath.
Okay.
Yes.
So in the Economic Development Committee, when we talked about it, I don't know that there were sort of extremely hard feelings one way or another. We talked about all the options and kind of like the Planning and Zoning Committee Commission. In my opinion, I think Daniel is right. The Wrangell East piece is probably the least, you know, valuable. And I think the St. John's area is really important on Zaremba because I think it's on the road system. There's a lot of people that use, you know, that recreate over there, and I think that would be, there's mining and timber activities over there, so there's a lot going on over there. And Tom's Place, there's already a settlement there, so it kind of is a natural area for more expansion. So I liked either option one or option four, so I'm willing to go with option four. And it also takes, I think it's got the larger amount at Earl's Cove, which is what the Planning and Zoning Commission had also recommended.
I think that option opens up more land for use to the public than the other options, quite frankly. Because, like you mentioned, the road systems.
And, one other thing. You know, as we move forward with surveying these lands and figuring out how we want to dispose of them, they could potentially play into this $1 million figure that we talked about earlier. I mean, I don't know how it's all going to play out, but just something to keep in mind. I forgot about this as well.
Yep. Yeah, it's got a little West Coast.
Anything further?
No.
Thank you. Call vote, please.
Assembly members Blake?
Yes.
Wiederspoon?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13D, acceptance of the resignation from James Stone from the Borough Assembly.
Move to accept the resignation from James Stowe from the Borough Assembly.
Second it.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Just like to say that sorry to see him go. There were times where we didn't agree on things, but there were a lot of times that we did, and he brought a lot of good things to the assembly. So,
I also mentioned that in his letter of resignation, he also resigned from all boards and commission that he was on at the time. And it was for personal reasons.
Economic.
Difficulty in getting here to the meetings. Any other discussion? Roll vote, please.
Assemblymember Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Wiederspoon?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13E, approval of the conceptual Rainbow Trail late design layout.
Move to approve the conceptual Wrangell Trail link design layout and to move forward with the survey and layout work for a portion of the proposed Wrangell Trails.
Second.
Been moved in second. Any discussion? Yes.
We do have the kind of the author here, Amber's here, if anybody have any questions of her, what they're trying to do.
Actually, I kind of get an idea of the time frame on this and how we're paying for it.
Member Alhead, 11.2 mile, Zamovia Highway. So the time frame for doing this work would be prior to the August training that we have, the three personnel from the National Park Service and the Forest Service, and then there's an outside consultant coming in to do the work with us. So that training work will take place the first week in August, and the survey work would need to be done prior to that training. We would use the survey of the boundaries where we decide to actually put the trail to then go and do the on the ground, in the field layout work. So that's the time frame. And as far as costs, the only cost to us to get this done is going to be staff time attending the training and then some survey work. And we haven't yet explored the cost of that yet. It's something that we could do within our budget for parks, under parks. So I don't have a dollar figure for you.
What about actual construction?
We won't be doing any actual construction. So this is just the first piece for us to look at going after some funding to actually get the construction work done. What would happen after this work was done, just to give you an idea of the timeline or what the work would look like, the layout would be done, and what we're doing through layout is we're creating trail objective management objectives, which identifies where, to some degree, where that trail is going to be laid out, where the corridor is, what type of ground it traverses, which will kind of give us an idea of what our options are as far as the construction method. So we'll identify what that looks like through this training with these expert trails planners. And then from that, we would have to seek funding for the actual engineering design for the trail, and then further for construction. So that's in the future, some unknown time.
Yeah, I was really wondering, you have the future one over here, number 9, going up toward the Muskeg Meadows. I thought, that's a lot of muskeg out there.
Yeah, what we've, this was the only trail map that I had to submit for you guys to look at. A lot of number 9, we realized after we created this map, falls on state land associated with the airport, and we're not going to be able to pursue that that work.
All right.
So if you could ignore number 9.
That was wondering, how that be a lot of fill out there for that much muskeg.
Yeah. And just as you're looking at this map, if I can kind of identify, so number 1, I don't know if you all need this identification, but number 1 would be, if you're up on where Pine Street turns into Edelin, right before you get to, I think it is Hemlock up there, there's a couple of vacant lots. There is a trail of desire, if you will, that runs from Edelin Street and connects over to the Volunteer Loop Trail. That is to some degree where this would run. So there's a couple options, either identifying an easement along those lands, and two of those lots actually are up for sale right now. The public, city has those up to the public for sale. So it's either identifying a route and creating an easement there, or there are a couple of other options to routing that trail. If you want to chime in, feel free. But part of what we're asking you to look at and approve now are, it's just this conceptual, with the understanding that that trail could route a number of ways, depending on what our future plan for lot development would look like. And Carol could speak a lot more to that if you have any questions about that and what that would look like. Number 3 and 5, if you will, are not really portrayed like we might run them as we described in our written narrative. So what we would like to do, and what we heard through our outdoor rec plan and the community planning, was that an extension off of Mount Dewey on the backside, or the east side, if you will, that would connect somewhere, let's say, I don't know how many of you are familiar with the Mount Dewey Trail right now, but as you enter the main trailhead and go past where the old, well, it's the new Smith House, and then it turns left, and it takes a little bit more of a gentle slope before it heads up straight up the hill. Probably somewhere along there it would backtrack and go down the hill on the backside towards the industrial lot.
These trails are phenomenal. I mean, I've been on the Mount Dewey, and I've been on the one. Just one little thing. I mean, I hope they come in, but I certainly hope we have them marked, because the Mount Dewey one right now isn't marked very well.
You're talking about marking through town?
Marking for the town, yeah. Marking for people that are coming in, asking where they can actually do some hiking.
We're actually working on that project right now. Cindy Martin, who is a newcomer to the Parks and Rec Advisory Board, she's spearheading that project right now.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, and great. So we're working on getting signs up that would lead people, say, from the ferry terminal or city dock or other points downtown up to
phenomenal. Mount Dewey. Yeah. Great.
And so right now, with the conceptual, what we would do is we'd walk these conceptual trails. We'd look at what the potential plan would be for future development, for either industrial development or residential development or otherwise, and figure out, with a lot of planning, we'd probably include planning and zoning, and then come back to you guys as well with a final before we move forward. So I think we're seeking your blessing to move forward with this and work on figuring out where those trail corridors would be. But with the understanding that once we get the layout on there, we'd like for it to be something that we're all agreeable to working toward, because there will be the value of the three people coming in to do this work alone is about $20,000 worth of time and travel and logistics. So, any more questions?
So basically what you're asking is for the assembly to approve the concept, and you will come back later when it's finalized or as it develops it for the final approval. Is that correct?
In part, that's correct. We are up against a bit of a timeline with you all not meeting in, you have one meeting in July, right? That would be our only opportunity to come back to you with a little bit more of a layout and how we would expect these trails to route around potential planning issues. Carol, do you want to speak to that at all? I don't really know how to address it. I guess the point is not knowing how this land that these trails conceptually will route through, how they're going to be developed, and what the desire is by this assembly or future assemblies to use that land for. It's kind of a shot in the dark. But we say we want a trail here, we create an easement, and we create our future development around that is what would happen.
Any further questions?
Thank you.
Assembly members McCloskey?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Wiederspoon?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. That is the extent of the new business. We move on to item 14, attorney's file. There is none. Item 15, executive session. We have one item under that, discussion of union negotiations.
I move to go into executive session to discuss the ongoing union negotiations, which the immediate knowledge of which would clearly have an adverse effect upon the finances of the borough.
Second.
We'll move in second. Any discussion? Roll, please.
Assemblymember Stecker?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Wiederspin?
Yes.
And Mayor Jeff?
Yes. We will recess into executive session at 8:05. Thank you.